In Sri Lanka, it's estimated that tens of thousands of civilians are trapped, many caught in the crossfire, as government forces battle the rebel group, the Tamil Tigers. Shelling over the past week has killed hundreds of civilians, including about 100 people killed in strikes on a makeshift hospital. UN spokesman Gordon Weiss joins us from the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And can you describe this zone, please, where the fighting is going on?
Well, it's a tiny patch of land in the north of Sri Lanka on the eastern coast. It's about the size of Central Park. It's really just a spit of land now, and it's shrinking rapidly. There's been intense fighting around there today. Government forces have been trying to pierce Tamil Tiger defenses in order to reach some tens of thousands of civilians who have been held by the Tamil Tigers for months now, serving as a buffer against government assaults.
There are reports of some of these civilians wading across a lagoon, essentially wading across the front line to get to safety. Have you confirmed that?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the way a lot of people have escaped. There were about 130,000 who escaped the same way shortly after April the 20th. And as of this afternoon, we have begun getting reports of thousands of people once again wading across the lagoon, which suggests that government forces have managed to get close enough to be able to give these people the chance to break out of the combat zone.
But still many left. And you're saying that the civilians who are on the other side are being held by force by the Tamil Tigers.
We've had good indications of that for months now. Civilians who have escaped have told us many, many stories of being forced back or shot at as they were escaping, with people being killed as they were trying to escape. It's pretty clear that that at least for a very large proportion of the people in there, they were there against their will. It makes sense. These are families who were held there, people with small children. There's no way that most of them would have chosen to have been there. It was simply too dangerous.
Has any aid been getting to those civilians?
Very little. Nothing close to adequate quantities. People coming out, we can see signs of severe malnutrition, high levels amongst people who have managed to escape, as well as untreated battlefield wounds that people have been carrying. We know from doctors inside the zone with whom we've been in regular contact that they have virtually no medical supplies, that there are thousands of people who are wounded and waiting for proper attention. It's become a truly desperate situation for people inside the combat zone.
Speaking of doctors, we mentioned these attacks on a makeshift hospital. Reports that the doctors have abandoned the hospital, their patients still inside. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that happened a very short time ago. Fighting was so intense they were unable to even leave their bunkers. We believe that there are many thousands of people who are badly wounded around the hospital premises. We know anecdotally that lots of people were dying from relatively small wounds that would ordinarily have been treatable, except for the fact that there were not adequate medical supplies. It's not really a hospital. I mean, it's very makeshift. It's tarpaulin spread over sandy surface.
Mr. Weiss, there have been 25 years now of civil war in Sri Lanka. The rebels want a separate nation for the Tamils, and this is being described as the last stand. Do you really see this as an endpoint in the civil war?
No, I don't think anybody sees it as an endpoint. It's the end of the territorial control by the Tamil Tigers of a patch of Sri Lanka for the time being. But nobody thinks that it's the end of the problem, or the end of the Tamil Tigers for that matter. There are still political grievances held by the Tamil population in Sri Lanka. There's still a very large, angry and well-heeled Tamil diaspora outside the country, which has been the lifeblood of the Tamil Tigers.
How do you see this immediate conflict resolving itself? If civilians are leaving, do you see the government then going in and essentially wiping out the Tamil Tigers up there?
Yes, we do. I mean, if the government have successfully managed to reach the mass of civilians today or over the next couple of days, then it will be no time at all before the area falls. In fact, there are people saying that it will happen within the next 48 hours.
Gordon Weiss, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Gordon Weiss is a UN spokesman. He spoke with us from the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo.